You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, I'm alive, all right. It doesn't sound too good in my earphones, but my producer says I'm coming across. I want to give... that's good, I know. This is Tuesday, September the 5th, 2017, just to show you this is Roy Masters is still alive. And I want to talk to you about things that you never heard before. If you have a serious problem, then I ask you to give me a call at 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883, 6 o'clock West Coast time, weekdays. I could take 2 hours, but I get bored with myself. But you may like it. And actually, I love it because you don't know, when I'm sitting in this studio, I close my eyes. Why do I close my eyes? Why is it? Because I don't want anything to disturb what is coming through me. I open my eyes just a few minutes, because in a few minutes I'm going to close my eyes, but a thought came into my mind as to what subject I should have this evening. And normally, I must not do it. I'll tell you why. Because I am not in charge of Roy. The light in me is in charge of Roy. And I cannot make my decisions. Because that's what it would be if I chose something. But tonight I think, and I'm in trouble with myself, if it isn't so. But it seems like it's right. So I will risk it, see, because there's nothing stopping me right this minute. But if I'm wrong, I fall all over the place. I don't keep it in its continuum so that you can understand everything I'm saying, one thing leading to another. I still have my eyes open. And I'm waiting for a caller if you want to call in. I gave you the number already. I'm willing to talk with you. If you have a terrible problem, I can show you how to cure it, but not yourself. You cannot cure anything. Doctors can't cure anything. They only take whatever the illness, whatever the problem is, they're going to give you some medicine. And that will let you live longer. It's not a cure, and you can live with that medicine, and it works. But it only works to keep your mind shut to the truth. And that's called addiction. However, coming back to my point, let me start with this, because it eventually has to be something about you. I'm watching all the things that are happening in this country. And I wrote it down because it's almost an evidence I have done something wrong here, but not so much yet. I wrote it down because I have a bad memory. And the only thing I can see here is North Korea. You see? And the South Korea. Now, the reason for this is a lesson. I do not know. I don't care to research. I do things because it makes sense. So what makes sense is if you have a North Korea and you have a South Korea, the chances are Korea was always one country. Am I correct? And if I'm not correct, I still make a point. It's my lack of wisdom, but I don't like studying. I'm just looking at North Korea and South Korea. What kind of suffering does North Korea has? Why is South Korea happy-go-lucky, fruitful? Why are the North Koreans suffering and dying from hunger? Okay. Oh, I see we got callers. All right. Is this a good call? Is it a good call? Okay, good. Thank you very much. Oh, look, I'll suspend this until I finish with my caller. Calling from Denver in a minute.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, it's very hot in my office. I really need to go down the hall. And maybe you can do that. And move the switch from one side to the other. At the very end of the hall. All right. I'm talking to my wife. She's listening, and she'll be back in a minute. If you can't do it, it's okay. I'm all right with it. I'll survive it. You can sit down if you want to. I know it's difficult. Go ahead, sit down. All right. So I'm putting aside North Korea and South Korea, so you hold on to that. I will take callers first. John in Denver.
Hey, Roy.
Hello, Obi. What can I do for you?
Hi, my wife left me to be with another man back in around the February March time frame, and I filed for divorce a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and she requested that we go to counseling, and I went today, and there's a lot of anger in the top of my head.
If you have anger, there's no way that you can make up or advance in any way, shape, or form. You're going to make things worse.
What was that last?
You have to become pure.
Yeah.
Sounds silly, but it's not. You have to become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Otherwise, everything becomes imperfect. You can't function properly. She will sense the anger. She will smell it, and that will create a reaction.
This is why I'm asking for your help. When I've been away from her during this time period, and before she left, I had a connection. It was there. It was the best year of my life, and then she left. And during our separation, I've been able to find some peace and connection again. But when I was in that office with the therapist, this anger is there, and I want to know how to work with it. It's really strong, really strong anger in the top of my head.
You will die before you able to do that, because.
Well, what do I do?
You have to learn. You have to find your Creator. You have to find out what love is. You have. Now listen. When I say to a person, when people say, "Do you love God?" I say, "How dare you say, do I love God? God is love. I am not God, and to love the God." He, the only God there And the only chance you have for whatever is meant for you, that doesn't mean to say you're going to get back with your wife.
Right. No, I don't want that. I want, listen, Roy, what you're describing has been there. It's gone. It's gone right now. That's all.
No, you're angry. You just told me you're still angry.
Yes, so it's gone. Yes.
But no, you can't cure anything. You'll only make it worse. I would say do nothing until your anger disappears completely.
Okay.
Until you are clean. And you see, your emotion allows a person to penetrate you.
Yes.
And demoralize you.
Yes.
And if you love, which is lust and not love, do you understand what I just said?
Yes.
If you love your wife, you are in trouble because you make her God or you make yourself God, because love really is lust. I didn't say you couldn't have sex. I'm saying you can't lust and become addicted to it. And she feels that and hates you because you're bringing up Eve to suckle you. This is a terrible thing that every man has that same problem listening to my program. 80% of the country is divorced. It's horrible. We will not survive this. You have to find what love is, and you have to be still and know what God is like. You have to, whatever that is, it says, and I'm reading it, I'm talking about what I wondered, what does this mean? Be still and know that I am God. Do you see that? What does that mean? I have found a way. And the 7-minute meditation will disconnect you from your conditioning, from your monkey brain conditioning. In other words, your monkey brain controls the soul, not the soul controlling the monkey brain. You got it backwards. You got it bass-ackwards. You have to find love. And the only love that exists in this universe is within you. And you know that something's missing. And therefore, the something missing has to be filled. But everything you use to make you feel good is worse, becomes worse than it was before. You cannot solve your problems until you find yourself as a perfect man. When I say that, a man with the authority that God gives you, which means you are the extension of him to your wife. Until that happens, everything you do will go wrong for the rest of your life until you're dead or till you discover what it is. And that goes for every stupid idiot that's listening to me now and sneering.
Hey, Roy, so are you suggesting just to put the counseling on hold until that appears?
The counselor is an intellectual idiot.
Correct.
Every one of those people are intellectual idiots.
Correct.
And if they want, listen, about 50 years ago, in Channel 11, the whole area was wanting to get me down. So Channel 11 invited me to meet a famous psychiatrist on the stage. Well, I'll tell you a little bit. Within 5 minutes, he was running off the stage. He couldn't handle it. It's supposed to be a discussion. I took hold of that and drilled him through. I won't say what it is, but one day when I have nothing else to do, I will talk about that. They're all idiots. All they know is they're intellectuals. And that intellectual is original sin. The intellectual knowledge of good and knowledge of evil. I don't want either, because we don't know what good is. We only have a pretense of it. But it's not real. None of us has None of us have real love. You have to give up what you came into the world. When you came into the world, you had intuition. Intuition is where you need to find yourself again. The intuition is still there. But when you came into the world came into you and you inherited mommy. And daddy didn't know. He was too busy screwing her. That's all of it. That's everybody listening to me right now, with very rare exceptions. We're broken country, an entirely broken country. All of us doing all kinds of strange things because we're missing something and we're looking for it. Drugs, eating, whatever it is. Everything that makes you better makes you worse. It's just a feeling. You can't live from feelings, they lie to you. Feelings lie to you. And feeling relates to an animal. Animals feel. That's it.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
Are you saying when I knew the anger was there before the meeting today, I should not have gone?
Say that again?
I knew that this anger was there before I went to the session today, the meeting. Uh-huh. Should I have not gone because I knew it was there?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that, but still, I'm glad you know. You have to find God's forgiveness for you first, for hating.
But before God appears in me, that I should just stop trying to work on the marriage.
Well, this is how the scripture says it better than I can.
Okay.
Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. I will judge. See that? That's it. I have learned. Well, it's not a learning process. It's a discovery. It is an awakening moment. And that awakening moment, I can guide you to that, but only if you're willing to give your life up to your Creator and wanting to experience Him, because it's going to be a little bit painful.
Yes, for sure.
But never mind. If I might make a point, do you think Jesus suffered? Didn't He feel all the pain, every kind of pain, from degrading Him, from nails, you name it? He did not numb Himself. He felt the pain. And what He cried out, what makes it beautiful, He cried, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody. They think they know. And everything they think they know goes wrong. And even if you have pleasure, sooner or later that wears off and you want more pleasure. And so you have so much anxiety because you got followed pleasure rather than face the pain.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Dear John, here I am again. Are you getting the point that you cannot succeed with anyone or anything, especially a woman, which is necessary because they need a man? They need a Jesus man. I mean, not Himself, but the extension of Himself is called love. And women will recognize that right away because she can't upset you. In the beginning, when you tried a relationship, try to make it go with that relationship, she's going to sense something different, that she can't irritate you. She can't
upset
you.
But when that happened, Roy, when that happened, she left me last year.
Well, it did happen then.
Yes, I'm telling you, I had that.
But you see, if you had really been there, if you'd really been saying it, you actually did it, you would not come back to anger anymore.
I know.
Let it go. Let her go and stay calm and don't hate her. And look at yourself. What what did I do to deserve this? And you'll see it. You didn't have love, you had lust.
Yeah.
And you pulled up the worst in her. See? And you suckled on it, which made you less of a man. And she hated you for that. And she goes, I get another man. It's going to be the same way for her. I don't know. You should make a simple decision upon what I just spoke to you. Right?
What's the simple decision, Roy?
A decision is to find the light and become a man. Become a man of God. And forgive her. Forgive your father and your mother. Forgive everybody. But you're not the forgiver. You have to be forgiven to extend forgiveness, which is not yours. It's from him. You're the only the vehicle, so it's not you anymore. You are representing God. That's what she needs. That's what she needs. Not just you, without God. It's suckling. You see, it's suckling on her. Lust instead of love. Lust is not love.
I understand.
It's disgraceful. It's addictive. Pardon the expression.
So the forgiveness, what is the process?
Let it go. Let everything that anybody ever did to you, let it go. And stop judging. Judgment is his, isn't it?
Right.
Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I will pay back. Not you. Somebody tried to kill me. A sepsis. And the nurse did something horrible. I didn't know it. And within 12 hours, I almost died. I recovered after 4 days in the hospital with horrible food, and I'm right back. And I survived it. 80% of people my age die. But do I hate her? No. I speak to
her. Hey, Roy, I've got one other question for you.
Yeah.
During this time period, there's another woman that I'm fond of.
No, forget it.
Forget
you are it? Digging a you're digging a hole. Okay. You won't be able to come back.
Okay.
Leave the women alone and look for love. Not from women, but from the forgiveness of your Creator. And let's be still.
All right.
You go to the meditation. It's free of charge. It's 7 minutes. If the 7 minutes works 50% of the time, but then it's maybe 50% of people who are ready for it. It won't work if you're not ready or looking for meaning. But there's a light within you. And if you close your eyes, for a minute, I'll show you. Turn out the lights. Can you turn out the light?
Yeah.
Is it black out there? Is it black in the house?
Hold on, Roy. I'm with
you. Just where you are. Just wait. Black.
Relax.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Close your eyes. What do you see?
I see light.
That's right. Like little sprinkles of light crossing your mind, right?
Yes.
Flowing across from one side to the other. I think it's from the right to the left, if I'm not mistaken. That light is the light of God. That's the soul is given light to see. It's not going to... Closing your eyes is not just for sleeping. It has another value. It's to see light. That's coming from within you. And if you go to my website, it doesn't cost anything to get the 7-minute meditation. It has no religious aspect, no verses and chapters, even though I appreciate verses and chapters to make my point. You do that a couple of times a day, it could work the first time. And all of a sudden, all the emotions, the animal emotions you had and inherited, disappear. And there's no emotions left. Nobody can get to you, because the only way you can get to you is to have emotion. And you get, you react to it, and you get you up, you become imprinted by the nature of that person, and every person who upsets you will add to it until you die, and become an ugly, ugly person.
I can feel it. It's a really vicious woman inside of my head. I mean, it's like
you're born of women, and it's sort of pseudo obvious that if you're born of woman, she created you. And therefore, you look to her for love, and it's lust. You're trapped. Every man is trapped. And what women are waiting is for Adam. Adam as he should have been, subject to God, not the woman. Put the fruit down, woman. Women have their way. They know how to give you lust and satisfy that lust and hate you for it, but she can't stop because you keep demanding it. I think that's sufficient, don't you think?
Yeah, thanks, Roy.
All right, be good. But you don't know what good is, remember that.
Yeah.
You need to find out what good is. It comes from God. It doesn't exist in the world. We do the best we can, but it's not good enough. We have a necessity to understand what the realm is, where the light is coming from, and you have to move towards it. In other words, you've been moving away from it. See, that was some pressure. And pressure adds to pressure and anxiety. And that's anxiety is how far away from God you are. See? No cure. No cure. Stupid people. Stupid psychiatrists. Stupid psychologists. Most of them are all intellectual. Intellectual means you just copied something without really seeing if it's true. You just want your degree, and then you can make money. Oh, excuse me, where am I now? Oh, well, I don't think anybody wants to talk to me about it. How many men want to talk to me? How many women want to talk to me? Is this too much for you? But it's all of you. There isn't anybody who hasn't, including me. I made my mistakes, but I came out of them a long time ago. I had it when I was a kid, but then women came in. It was, you know, I was halfway decent, but I needed to have a difficult woman, which she sits behind me right now. I've been 64 years. I still haven't been able to help her to see things, so she starts to crumble. And she's sitting right behind me. And I'm as strong as a horse because nobody can get to me. The light protects me and it projects. And any person who upsets me, tries to upset me, becomes upset because they can't upset me. They can't get what they want. The more they try, the more upset they get for trying. I don't have to do anything at all. If you're listening to me, be careful. Don't get angry with me, because the light of good will get inside you and burn, or it will wake you up. I don't know which one it is, and it's not my business. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back. Hello, I hope you enjoyed what I said. All right, before I continue my thoughts here, I need to make I'm trying to find a word for it, but I want you to consider, I want to help everybody from the bad people. I don't know who is bad. There's a thief on the cross, and it showed that he was bad, because the last thing he did was jeer and snarl at the other one, who was just a same person, the same sin, thieves. He says, but we deserve what we got. Bang. The other one, while he's dying, still hated that goodness in that person. See? And so, you need, in order to cure, in order to be completely whole, is a life of trial and tribulation. Every man, every thing, I wish I could remember it, everything that's bad is good for those that love the Lord. I think roughly that is it. It means everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord. Look how beautiful that is. Do you see that? Everything bad happens for good if you don't judge. And only God judges, and he will take revenge. Revenge is mine, says the Lord, God of hosts, right? Why don't you get that? Now you say, how do I get rid of my... I just made a point. Go to FHU.com. FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding, and get a copy. It's free. And one day everything will be free. I'm working on that, so don't worry. I'm still alive. I'm still alive as ever I can be. I am growing from my sufferings. I had to suffer a lot. But look, I'm back again. I'm 90 years old, just a few months from here. I can take on anyone because you're not taking on anything on me. You're not hurting me. You're only experiencing what the light does. It keeps the person frustrated, cannot touch you, no matter what you do. So even Jesus, he allowed himself, even though he wouldn't have otherwise, but he has to make a point of eternal life, doesn't he? And there he is. Now we believe there's a purpose. I do.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
That's right, 800-866-8883. And if you would like to support my foundation and hope that we can soon give everything I have before I leave this earth to everybody, so it's free of charge no matter what is there. Tons and tons. If you go to my website, as right next to that minute, and the day is the 5th of September, isn't it? All right. 2017. And you go there and watch the Sunday morning conversation, which is about 3 hours. You will have a surprise of your life. Support me. Thank you. All right. So Does anybody want to call? I know you're listening, but it's scary, isn't it? Well, now I want to get back to North Korea and South Korea. I started, I said, I have not looked into the beginning, but can I assume logically, and it may not be so, but even if it isn't so, it makes the point. North Korea, I've listened to it for a long time. It's never been big, but important. But I've noticed that people tend to want to, I can't find the word, appease. And the Prime Minister in England before Churchill, he appeased. Here's our guns. We'll sink our battleships. But please, just, we want to show you what we mean is good. And it's Hitler he's talking about. And if it was, so because of Attlee, that was the final Prime Minister, and Churchill, he saved our lives, but at the sum of 150 million people died. That never need to happen. See? Never need to happen if Churchill would have been there first. But why do people choose an appeaser? Why did you choose Obama, you bloody idiots? Excuse the expression, because that's what you are. Anybody with any common sense could see what he was up to. Yes, but you, he admired you. He loved the worst in you. The only people that loved him were dirty, rotten people. Dirty, rotten people will recognize that person as he rises up and appeases them and loves them for what they are. And they get worse. Now I'm going to go back to North Korea. We have a North Korea situation right now because what causes the split? I'm assuming that somewhere along the line, the country split in two and you have civil war, which is about what you're going to get if you're not careful. I know how to overcome that, but let that be alone by itself for a minute, because we have appeasers, and we have an appeaser that is president. No, not Trump. I'm talking a line of them, appeaser, and you look at North Korea and South Korea, there must have been a one nation Korea, not two. What happened is the decent ones became infection of the craziness of what we call the left. You understand that? And so the people who had no values followed that person, and there's a civil war, and the sickos, like the left, exactly like the left, had chosen someone who loved them for what they are. And instead of getting better, when it got divided, then the person, the kind of person, not the same person necessarily, the kind of person who has the balls enough to stand up and nurture the bullies, not the bullies, but the people who are perverse. It was a war between perversity, like we have here, And that's been going on for a long, long time. Many generations it took to make us more of the left than the right. The wrong and the right, with the right are not as right as they should be. But never mind. Here it is. And so, what does this person do? The people have jobs. And guess what he does? He wants more power. And so he raises more taxes. And for a little while, they will give up that money for taxes because he's been raised up as the president. Because he loves the worst in them. And it makes them comfortable to have a person of high command loving you. But then he's hungrier. All wicked people are hungrier. First of all, they have a face like Obama. If it went on like this, we would have been have a war already. But anyway, I'm making the point, I think. And so it gets to a point where there's more people belonging to him. In other words, the jobs that they had. If you raise your taxes, a certain amount of people will be out of work. And then if you raise it again, a certain amount of people will be out of work. And there's only a few people working after a while. And they're jealous of them. But he has more people out of work and jealous of those who still have a car or whatever it is. They still have it somehow. And that's the same thing that's happening now to your country. And so they built an army. And he rewarded those who loved him and appointed them to take what's left. And so there's only a small number of people working, but now they're all out of work. There's only a few people left. And they are helpless. Because the head chief of bottle washer owns all of them. And so the people who are working are targets. We have come to that now. It's very close. I don't want to see a North America, a West America, and the other side. My mind lost for a minute. It's the left. No, it's not. If you could forgive me, which is it? I ruined my whole show from this. East and West, that's it, sorry. Thank you very much, I appreciate it. East and West. I'm not young, and so I own up to the fact that I have this problem sometimes. But I've done pretty well tonight. All right, so you are on the left are going to suffer just like North Korea. You will eventually suffer, and hopefully the other side will be like South Korea, and then there's going to be another war, because the chief bottle washer needs more war, more soldiers, and it has to have more, and nothing satisfies him, and all the people are eating mice, and God knows what they're eating up there, they're starving. It's all because they followed the wrong guy. And it serves them right. Suffer. All right. Let me see. I think I've made the point. Same principle. Okay. Hello, Anne. This is Roy.
Hello, Roy.
How are you?
For taking the call.
No, something's wrong, right?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you fine. I'm waiting to hear what you have
okay.
to say.
Okay. Roy, I had an experience where I believe that I had been hypnotized. And it happened to be with a spiritual group. We were meditating. Supposedly it was esoteric Christianity. But I got away.
Oh, that's
good. I had this experience of waking up and realizing that something wasn't right, and I left.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if I'm still under the influence. I mean, how could I have just gotten away?
And actually, it's very clear that what has helped you is God. In other words, you felt the pain. The other people are addicted to the love of their ruler, like Obama. Obama is a liar and a cheat, but he was able to amount a whole lot of people to love him. But his love was made them worse. But worse to them is better. More freedom, more drugs, more alcohol, all of it. More people coming into the country, destroy the country. You get it. See all that. So,
yes.
But you are different from them. And what makes the difference? God. He tried to see. You can't see him, but there's a good in you. There's something in you, and you are. And so you are suffering from that while the others love it still because they love the wicked one loves the worst in people. And the worst in people love the person that loves them. And they cannot see. But you are beginning to be free. Just get my meditation. It's free of charge. It's only 7 minutes, and you will be free. And listening to my voice is coming from a good place into a good place in you. Well, we've had two calls tonight, and I try to make a point about it. I hope that those on the left will hear me. Not all those on the left are lefties. They are just caught up in that hypnotic state that looks like freedom when it's really hell on earth. You can go on drinking, drugging, and it comes a point where you are climbing the walls, and this you're further and further, or farther and farther away from the light within you that you had when you were born. When you come, and I keep saying the same thing again, when I come to that point, when you come into the world, you come into the world, the world came into you. If you're born in Borneo, to an extreme, make a point of extremes. When you if you look at Borneo, the world came into them. So if you took a little child, just born, and take him to the good part of the United States, because there's lots of bad parts now. More than half of us are really sick or sickly in a horrible way. But if you take that little child and put him in a decent school, he will become successful in everything. It's called freedom. But if you leave him in the cannibal world, all the other cannibal people are people eaters. And there's plenty of people eaters here, because people can eat your soul, eat your life about. That's what cancer is. Do you know what cancer is? Since I'm bringing up the subject, cancer is sucks. It sucks. You've been sucked. You have been sucked from your life by appeasing. How many people have cancer? Hold up your hand. All by yourself. Haven't you felt tired? Haven't you felt like people are sucking on you? And you resent it. And the resentment makes you feel guilty. And the guilt makes you think, well, maybe I should apologize. For what? The person seems good, or the person seems bad. Oh, program number is 9053. If you want to get a copy of this, or you can go and listen to it tonight, or over and over and over again. Over on my website. But where was I now? I forgot. My memory disappears very quickly. Well, let's see what it is. I keep saying that you don't know what good is. Only God, the only good that exists is inside you. There is a realm. There's a bright realm. And then there's dark realm when you close, when you're locked up somewhere. And I've been there. I had I can't find the word for it, but a dark side. I was lying, going to sleep in my trailer. All of a sudden, my ears became pointy in my imagination. My hands were claws, yes, and my face got contorted. And then I looked, and I was partially asleep. I wasn't asleep, but I was in some kind of sleep. And I could see something deep down inside, something very deep that I could not see, but I can imagine it, because it was on my face and my claws. And I said, oh God, that's what it did. I did it accidentally, sort of. Bang, it's gone. Bang. You have that inside you somewhere. If I can have it, you can have it. Where did I get it from? I won't tell you. It's my wife. She had it within her. She doesn't to this day know that. I understand that. I try to get her to see it. She sits behind me right now. And you have it. You have it. Everybody has that. And it only takes time for you to get worse and worse, and it talks to you, and you look for answers for the anxiety you have. And it's medicine legal, it's medicine illegal, it's drugs, it's alcohol, it's food. And food is the biggest drug of all. It to you, if you love food and not sit quietly. And sitting quietly, the scripture says, eat this remembering me. Now, it doesn't mean you have to talk to yourself. You just need to become aware. And you put the food in your mouth, and it's satisfying. And it doesn't make you addictive to food, because the food is the most dangerous thing on earth, because it looks like so much like something wonderful. no, food will kill you. Just like it killed Adam and through Eve. And Eve is making the food. And they're all, if they want to keep their husbands, they have to keep him with food and sex. Both perverse. Both together or one by itself. The most dangerous drug on earth is your food. Just listen. It carries with it. If you don't have much food, you eat it with begrudgment. I know you see other people eating lots of good food and having nice cars, and it's just, and then you judge, have judgment. And the person who is more intelligent than you makes you feel small, and then you resent them. You have nothing but resentment and doing unto others what was done to you. And the whole generation from Paradise Lost is built into that, but especially food. You will die from all the sicknesses of food, and you're going to not, and you'll be addicted to it to your death. But now I spoke to you about blood sucking, cancer. People can eat you. They eat you spiritually. All they have to do is be nice and look like you're good. And how much? So you look at a, so the person looks at you and makes you feel better. See? And it looks like love. It isn't. But you're so lost. You do anything for a person that loves you. But you become a slave. And you marry it. Perhaps you marry it. And it will continue. The woman will take it from you. But it doesn't mean to say a man can't take it from you because he's half a woman. Most men are half woman. Basically, because they have the identity. Because mother is the one that does that thing. She can't help herself. She either loves you too much and makes you codependent, or you run away from it because you can feel the pull. Something, your mother wants to eat you. It's like that. You feel the pull. And the little girl I talked about, she says, is it okay for me to say no when somebody wants to give me something? I say, do you feel the pull? She says, yes. I said, the pull is evil. Stand back and say no. And she did it. And she's growing up to be a wonderful kid. Please support my work. I have two desires. I would like to use the foundation, Tall Timber Ranch, for soldiers, but it's too expensive. I can't afford it. But I'd like to, I got 50. I could hold 50 soldiers and spend a week with them. I'll do that to the end of my life. But I can't get hold of them. I have no relationships. I don't have any contacts. But that's what I want. And the other thing I want is to give everything I have away to the world, so that all the things I know is open to everybody for free. And we only will have donations for gracious people who have the money.